Welcome to How to Live Cancer-Free with Bill Henderson, best-selling author of three books on healing cancer successfully. Now, here's Bill Henderson.
Hello, folks. It's Bill Henderson with How to Live Cancer-Free. My beautiful wife, Terry, and I just returned today from a show called Expo West in Southern California. Actually, it's a huge annual show of natural products in Anaheim. The Anaheim Convention Center is one of the largest in the country. Actually, there were probably about 25 to 30,000 people who attended this thing. We were flabbergasted at the number of booths. There were at least 6 or 7,000 booths at this meeting called Expo West. It was unbelievable. These are vendors of all types of natural products, like food, drink, snacks, supplements, elixirs of all kinds. This, of course, is a multi-billion dollar industry, this natural products business. And the show is designed to get all of the suppliers in one place so that they can talk to health food store owners primarily. The words organic, gluten-free, and natural, of course, were everywhere. Unfortunately, the products which bear those names are not necessarily healthy, so don't assume anything if you see the word organic or gluten-free or natural on products, because we looked at lots of the ingredients, and they have preservatives in them, obviously, and many of them contain lots of sugar. And there's some MSG-type additives to increase the taste and to affect the preservatives. All kinds of unhealthy stuff. So the word organic, unfortunately, has no control from anyone over its use. The USDA and a Canadian Health Organization are trying to develop criteria, for example, for the word organic, but they are not anywhere near there yet. The only common thing seems to be that organic foods cannot contain genetically modified organisms, what are called GMOs. Otherwise, they don't seem to have anything in common, so be cautious, read the labels. Certainly, you want to buy organic produce if you can, but buy it from sources you trust, such as the farmers' markets and so on, where you can talk directly to the farmer about how it's raised and so on. Almost every booth there was handing out samples. We came back with a lot of them. We packed them all, and we're testing them, quote-unquote, at home. We'll be reporting our findings in coming weeks, so listen in. We'll try to tell you about some things that we discovered there that we think might be useful for treating cancer, for example. One in particular, a tea that we are going to try out in the next few weeks. Well, cancer in the news. A couple of items that interested me this week. One, of course, has to do with use of arsenic and vitamin A. It was a study done in Hong Kong. The doctors there safely and successfully treated patients with cancers of the blood, which of course is called leukemia, and the bone marrow, which is called myeloma. They used a combination of arsenic and vitamin A. This was a long-term study. Actually, they had 85 patients in the study and observed them for an average of 70 months, which is almost 6 years. The results of their study, the findings were published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, and what they found was that 80 of the 85 people in this study went into complete remission as a result of using a combination of arsenic and vitamin A, and they found that there were no long-term problems with their heart or their lungs. In fact, they did not develop secondary cancers, and the amount of arsenic in their blood at the end of this 2-year period after their treatment was only slightly higher than normal and slightly higher than the controls, which were not receiving, of course, any arsenic at all. The doctor's comments were the treatment was effective and worked better than either drug given alone. So what does this mean to you? Well, if you have leukemia or myeloma, I would suggest you talk to your doctor about this because the results of this study are readily available to him and he can look it up. It sure beats chemo, and it would be particularly interesting if this would apply to children, where leukemia is a very, very common cause of cancer, and it's unfortunate that they frequently treat it with chemotherapy and, of course, in the process ruin the health of these children. So I would love to see some doctors here in the United States take advantage of this study and use it for treating children, but also for adults as well. Well, the second item has to do with radiation from CT and PET scans. Most of you that have had any relation with cancer, relatives or your own, have experienced either a CT or a PET scan of some kind. And most women have succumbed to the advice of the National Cancer Organizations and are taking mammograms, radiation of the breasts, to see if you have any indications of cancer. Well, Mike Adams in the Natural News this week described a report from ABC News which stated that only 2 or 3 CT scans, which are normally given to cancer patients, expose the patient's body to as much radiation as people who were exposed to atomic bombs dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki in 1945. The ABC News quoted Dr. Len Lichtenfeld, who is the Deputy Chief Medical Officer of the American Cancer Society, as saying, quote, radiation exposure from these scans is not inconsequential and can lead to later cancer. Well, let me read you a couple of quotes here from other sources that sort of back this up. They're very interesting in the sense that radiation has been suspected as a cause for cancers, particularly once it's given as a CT scan, frequently to cancer patients, it results in additional cancers eventually. And of course, the reason is that it modifies the genetics of the cell. The DNA gets damaged, and damaged DNA frequently, particularly the P53 gene in the DNA, leads to additional development of cancers. Here's a quote, for example, from a book called Reclaiming Our Health by John Robbins. He says, after 4 years of work, it became disturbingly clear to the research team that the main cause of the rising rates of leukemia was medical radiation in the form of diagnostic medical x-rays. The use of radiation in cancer treatment employs high-intensity x-rays. Much higher doses are involved in cancer treatment than in diagnostic x-rays because of the purpose is to kill cells or at least cripple their ability to reproduce. While a typical diagnostic x-ray might deliver 1 or 2 rads, radiation-absorbed doses of radiation, a 6-week course of radiotherapy delivers about 5,000 rads. Wow. Here's another quote from the Life Extension editorial staff who wrote a book called Disease Prevention and Treatment. And I admire these people. They try very hard to get people the message about how to extend their life in various ways. They sell a lot of products, but the Life Extension Foundation, I think, is a very fine organization. Here's what they said in this book about radiation. It says, do you know, however, that one whole body scan can be the equivalent to the radiation received during 500 chest x-rays? Any amount of radiation exposure damages cellular DNA, thereby increasing the risk of cancer and premature aging. Companies promoting these CT scans don't mention the radiation, but members of the Life Extension Foundation were told to avoid these body scans because of the health risks posed by the excess amounts of radiation. Here's another quote from Bill Sardi. He wrote a book called You Don't Have to Be Afraid of Cancer Anymore. He said, it is foolish to believe that every person entering the cancer era of their lives, from age 50 on up, should continually be subjected to screening radiation, x-rays, mammograms, CT scans, and invasive needle biopsies in a futile attempt to detect cancer at its earliest stage. Paradoxically, all these screening methods only serve to increase the risk for cancer. Among women with detected breast cancer, 88% have not spread, and 12% are invasive tumors. So what he's saying is the risk involved with continual mammograms far exceeds the benefits achieved with them. And I certainly agree with that, Bill. Here's another one from Dr. Stephen Sinatra, whom I admire, and Dr. James Roberts. They combined to write a book called Reverse Heart Disease Now. And they said, after searching for possible causes, he came to the conclusion that work-related radiation had done the damage. We both have had patients with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma who receive radiation in the chest and then develop coronary disease. In cardiology, we call that radiation atherosclerosis. We believe X-rays damage endothelial cells. A prime example was a patient with multiple risk factors for heart disease, including diabetes and high blood pressure, in 1995, prior to beginning new cardiology therapy. He was treated with radiation for a neck tumor. Well, here's another one from Bill Sardi, an interesting quote. Again, his book is called You Don't Have to Be Afraid of Cancer Anymore, and it's available at Amazon if you want to take a look at that. He says X-ray radiation from medical imaging and CT scans are also believed to increase the risk for cancer. A report issued by the Food and Drug Administration now suggests the risk for cancer from medical X-rays may be as much as 1 in 1,000. That doesn't sound like much, but there are 3 billion X-ray images taken annually in the world, so the numbers add up dramatically. Well, I need to give you a little information about my 3 wonderful sponsors here today, and then we have coming up 2 very interesting interviews with ladies about their use of Fred Eichhorn's product Select. Some of you probably heard Fred Eichhorn's interview that I did last week on this show. Maybe 2 weeks ago. I think it was 2 weeks ago, as a matter of fact. It's still available if you want to listen to that in the archives, what we call the podcasts of the 10 or 11 previous shows here. And they're readily available if you want to listen to Fred's interview with me about his product, Select, C-E-L-L-E-C-T. Both these ladies that I'll interview later in this show, stay tuned because it'll be right after we get through talking about the sponsors here, have used the Select product to recover from cancer. Very interesting. Wendy and Kim will tell you how they did it, and I'd strongly suggest you listen because this is a very effective product. Well, the first thing I take in the morning, as most of you know by now, is Transfer Point's beta-glucan. And the reason I do is because it's very effective at keeping my immune system strong, as it has been for at least the 2 years since I started taking this, and several years before when I was taking other products. This one, however, is more effective. There are other products that I've recommended over the years. In the last 8 or 9 years, I've been doing this and recommending products to people. This one is better than the other ones. It's been tested about 36 different immune-boosting products and found to be superior. So I strongly suggest you get some of this. You can go to www.aboutbetaglucan.com. Put a / the word Be Special after it, and you'll get to a page where they have a special discount for listeners to this show. You can also call, if you prefer, Phyllis or Michael. Their number is 1-800-746-7640. They're in Atlanta on Eastern Time. If you're outside the U.S., call them at area 678-560-1808. The second thing I take in the morning is about 8 or 9 of the Barley Power pills from Green Supreme Incorporated in Pennsylvania. And the reason I do, of course, is because it keeps my body alkaline, so it is hostile to cancer cells. Cancer cannot exist in an alkaline state in your body. So if you keep your fluids alkaline with this kind of thing, you're just not going to get cancer. So it's a great preventative. But it's also a great treatment because cancer patients typically have a very acid body. It's 1,000 times often more acid than the normal alkaline level of our bodies. And this product reverses that and causes the alkalinity to come back and your body to become hostile to cancer cells. They don't like to make claims because, of course, the FDA doesn't allow people like Green Supreme Incorporated to claim things about healing cancer. So they're very modest about that. But I've had a lot of experience with the people I work with who use this product and recover from cancer. So I think it's a very, very strong help in that regard. And I recommend cancer patients take about 20 of these little green pills every day until they can become cancer-free, at which point they can back off to about the dose that I do, which is 8 or 9 a day for prevention. To get this product, you can go to greensupreme.net, which is their website. They have quite a few other products there you might find interesting. And you can call them at 1-800-358-0777. They're also on Eastern Time in Pennsylvania. Outside the United States, the number to call is area 724-946-9057. Our Health Co-op is probably the best and cheapest place to get supplements that there is. And if you don't believe me, just go to their website. They call it makinghealthaffordable.com and check out the prices of their products. The two I recommend for cancer patients, of course, do slow down or stop completely the spread or metastasis of cancer cells. So they're very important. And it's a combination of their product called Heart Plus, which also deals with heart inflammation, by the way, so you get a double whammy from that one, and a product they call Green Tea Extract. The two together are very effective for metastasis. And they cost, literally, each product for a month's supply costs around $10. $10, okay? You get 180 of the capsules in the Heart Plus bottle for about $10. You get about 90 in the Green Tea Extract. Both cases, those are a 30-day supply. I would strongly recommend you take a look at the makinghealthaffordable.com website. If you prefer to call their order desk, it's 1-800-667-0781. Again, they're on Eastern Time in Florida. And outside the United States, it's area 561-863-5300. Stay tuned now, folks, for two very interesting interviews with two ladies who have completely recovered from their cancers using Fred Eichhorn's product called Select. They're coming up here very shortly. Hello, folks. We have some very interesting people to interview today that I think you'll enjoy hearing from. Those of you that listened to last week's show heard Fred Eichhorn talk about Select, C-E-L-L-E-C-T, which is the powder, the mixture that he's invented and is producing and selling to help cancer patients recover. And it's been very successful for a lot of advanced cancer patients. And today we're going to talk to a couple of those people. The first one is Wendy, a 52-year-old mother of five from New York State. And Wendy is, among other things, she's currently a volleyball referee and has been one for quite a while, in addition, of course, to being a very busy mom. About 2.5 years ago, in October of 2006, Wendy got a little bit tired, and we'll ask her to tell you about that and her first indication that she had a problem, and was ultimately diagnosed with liver cancer, metastasized liver cancer. And she has recovered from that, and we're going to talk to her shortly about that recovery. But what I want to give you first, if you want to look at it while we're talking, is a website or two. The first one, of course, is ncrf.org, which I mentioned last week when we talked to Fred. And at that website, NCRF stands for National Cancer Research Foundation. You'll find a lot of information about how this product was developed and about Fred's background and some testimonials, including Wendy's is there, and you can read more about her. You will find a lot of information, including how to order the product, at another website called Select, C-E-L-L-E-C-T.org. Select is spelled C-E-L-L-E-C-T. Take a look at those two if you can, and you'll have a good idea of what Wendy's talking about. Well, welcome, Wendy, and thank you very much for coming on the show and sharing your experience with us.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're awfully glad to have you. I want you to tell people, if you would, the first indication you had that you had some problem that prompted you to go to the doctor, and you were ultimately diagnosed, of course, with cancer. But what was your first indication of it?
My first indication was that I was out of gas, meaning I was constantly tired, my back hurt, and I didn't really think anything of it since I'm a mother of five. I'm busy doing anything and everything. And
right.
You just get on your feet and you get going during the day, and I just had less and less energy to go with throughout the day. And then I thought, well, I do exercise regularly, and I thought, well, there's something. Maybe I'm just not eating well enough, and I tried to eliminate all those possibilities. It wasn't getting any better. My mother told me on the phone when I'd speak to her in the morning, she said, "What are you doing because you're out of breath?" "Nothing unusual. I'm, you know, doing laundry."
Yeah, okay.
And she said, "Well, it sounds like you just ran a mile or so. Are you sure you didn't just run?" And I said, "No, Mom, I haven't run yet. That comes after laundry."
Yeah, right.
So anyway, that's how my husband said you have to go find out what's wrong. So I finally opted to go to the doctor.
Yeah, so you went to a general practitioner first, though, right?
Not
to,
I did.
Obviously, you had no idea this was cancer at first. So you went to your GP, and what did he say?
I tried to go with a list of things to try and give them something to go on. And I guess he looked at me and he just started writing down scripts to go have different tests run.
Oh, he was just going to prescribe tests for you, I guess, without even listening to the symptoms?
Well, he listened to the symptoms. I, you know, said exactly what I said to you. I was tired.
And yeah.
Just a myriad of things that could be anything.
Sure.
But mostly just, you know, being an over strung out mother trying to do everything for five kids. That's what I thought. So anyway, he didn't think so. So he started writing down different tests. A CBC, a CAT scan, an MRI, an ultrasound, things like that.
Yeah.
And so when all those came back, his receptionist called me to tell me that I needed to get an appointment with a gastroenterologist right away. And I said, why? Well, your MRI and all these tests that you took came back that you have two lesions on your liver. And I said, well, what does that mean? And she goes, well, you have cancer. And I said, okay, well, if you don't mind, I think I'd like to get a second opinion. And I'll be in to get my test results, Xerox copy, everything you have on me, and I'm just going to go get a second opinion. So I went in to pick that up. Doctor happened to be back behind the reception area.
Yeah.
And he saw me, and he said, you need to make that appointment with the gastroenterologist right away. My receptionist will give you some referrals. And I said to him, well, my first stop is a second opinion with another GP.
Right.
He said, that's fine. He said, but don't wait too long. He said, it's very, very important for you to get to this specialist. And I said, well, why? I said, I didn't come in with a stomach ache.
Yeah,
I didn't
right.
come in with any, you know, symptoms of, you know, colon problems or anything like that. That's in perfect running order.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
So I don't understand why.
Yeah, why a gastroenterologist? That seems kind of strange for something to do with your liver. I don't know. Maybe they deal with livers. I don't know.
Maybe they do. But he never told me that I had cancer. The receptionist was the one who told me.
I
so
see.
He couldn't even say it to me right then and there. So I thought, well, this must be scaring him that he can't even talk to me.
Yeah, really. And you'd think he'd probably at least tell you what the diagnosis was,
yeah,
I would think.
You know, and we're talking through a partition, you know?
Yeah, sure. I know.
I'm looking around. There wasn't anybody in the office. So well, that's a good thing. So
yeah, yeah.
Anyway, I didn't want to scare people in the office. You know, that wouldn't be such a good thing, so I didn't want them to overhear anything that he might say or not say.
Well, you did get a second opinion then.
I did.
Right?
I went and got a second opinion. That doctor asked me to go back and get an MRI with contrast, which I did. She also ordered different blood tests than the first doctor. When those all came back, I made an appointment. She did see me again. She didn't call me on the phone.
Yeah, all right.
She said, yes, everything confirms what the first doctor said. And I said, okay. And she said, do you want to do a biopsy? Do you want to, you know, what would you like to do? And I said, I don't want a biopsy. I don't believe in them because I've had two other friends of mine, very, very good friends and very, very intelligent people and just open-minded people, both pass on from cancer illnesses.
Oh, my. And they went through the standard
treatment? They went through the process of the oncologist, the biopsies, kind of skipping from each specialist to the next to and track down things. And they asked me to go with them. Of course, I went with them. You know, they got their diagnoses, and each doctor said the same thing. But they all thought that everything came from the colon. So, you know, then when this doctor wanted to send me to a gastroenterologist, he must think that all cancers come from the colon.
Yeah.
So that's my best guess at it after everything is all said and done.
I see. Well, you did not go to an oncologist, is that right?
I did not go to an oncologist, no.
Okay, and so your friend's experience influenced you dramatically on the chemo radiation biopsy route.
That's right.
And you decided to go a different direction. Tell us how you happened to get in touch with Fred Eichhorn and talk to him.
Okay, my children go to school with his children.
I see, okay, and so you live fairly close together.
We do. At that time, I'd known him as an architect, and I knew that he also went occasionally to the city to do work, but I didn't know that he did this kind of work with the Select until my second friend came down with, if you want to call it that, had diagnosed with cancer. Someone in my acquaintance told me, oh, your friend, Fred, you know, your kid's friend, their dad is working on a solution to cancer. And I said, oh, all right. So I investigated it for my second friend who passed on.
Oh, and that was before you got diagnosed?
That's before I got diagnosed,
oh, okay.
Yes. She decided, she started to take the protocol, and she didn't stick with it.
Yeah.
So she had a lot of influences of her, previously her son was cured through chemo of, he had a bad case of leukemia.
I see.
But since that happened with him, she felt that it couldn't be all bad, and she just went ahead and did the chemo for her
choice. Boy. Unfortunate.
Yeah. So anyway, and I would say that son did pass on.
Yeah.
After having so-called success with chemo, but within 3 years after that, he passed on.
Oh, too bad.
So anyway, so that's how I came to know Fred, and
yeah.
I took all my tests and knocked on his door and said, you think you could help me? And he said, of course. Of course I can. I'll see what you have. And he looked through the test results, and he ordered another set of metabolic tests that test for everything in all the chemistries in your body, and those are all done on a fasting schedule.
Yeah.
So that it's a clean test, if you understand what I mean.
Sure.
And so it's exactly what's in your body. It's a baseline.
Yeah, so Fred is a real expert, I think, on the chemistry of the body. I mean,
absolutely.
He is better than anyone I've talked to about it, certainly. Very, very much of a brilliant mind, I think. And, you know, as you know, he is very cautious about making claims for anything
Absolutely.
That he produces in the way of help for cancer patients. But one of the reasons I think people need to hear from people like you is because this is really the only way they're going to overcome whatever skepticism they have about this product. It is a good product. I know people who have been healed by it, including you, of course. And we're going to talk to another gentleman later in the show today. But if you would, tell people exactly what type of regimen you followed then to overcome the cancer. And you are cancer-free now, I understand. Is that right?
I am.
Okay. And how long did it take you, and what kind of regimen did you follow then, Wendy?
I'm going to say that cancer-free within 6 months.
About 6 months.
About
okay.
6 months.
All right.
Okay. So I got diagnosed in October. I really didn't start taking Select till the end of October, and I took 5 doses a day.
Right.
And it's a mineral supplement that's flavored, and it looks like a protein supplement that bodybuilders would stir into their juices or whatever after they're done working out.
Sure.
It looks similar. It has nothing to do with a protein supplement. It's a mineral supplement. And you put some juice or some milk in a blender, a cup full, put the powder in and turn the blender on and stir it up and drink it.
There you go.
And
so
that's
it's pretty
simple.
So I did
that 4 or 5 times a day.
Yeah, and he has different flavors of it, I guess, but it seems, I've tried it myself, it seems pretty simple to take and fairly tasty, too, as a matter of fact.
Yes, you don't feel like you're tasting or drinking something that looks awful, smells awful, it's got to be awful.
No way.
Not even close. It's very tasty.
Yeah, it's pleasant, really. How many times a day did you take the powder then?
Okay, since my dosage rate was 5, which would be 5 doses or 5 scoops of the mineral supplement with each glass of water or each glass of juice or milk, whatever you decide to stir it in.
Yeah.
So 5 times a day, with my busy schedule, I thought that was way too many times for me to take it all. So I would double up my dosage.
I see.
And so I would put 2 cups of juice or liquid in the blender and then add my 4 or 5 scoops into that and swirl it all around and drink it down. And that way I didn't have to worry about where I was during the day.
Yeah, sure.
Did I have to? See, one of the questions that's often asked is, do I have to drink it throughout the day, or can I just drink it and get going?
Yeah, that's an interesting one.
I just drank it and got going.
Yeah.
Because your body needs it to heal itself, and it doesn't matter. Like some medicines, you're supposed to take on a schedule, and so it's constantly at a certain level in your body.
So this is all at one time. It's not a problem through the day.
I don't suggest that you take it at the end of the day, because when you take it, it's like a power pellet. You're like the Energizer, but you can feel it.
A surge of energy.
In your body, you get tingly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Oh, great.
Most people, I will say, as soon as they drink it, within 15 to 20 minutes, they feel it, and they're reacting positively to it, and aches and pains go away almost immediately.
Incredible.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, so this is a once-a-day thing, or can be. It can be taken through the day, of course, but a lot of people have a life just like you do, and they like things that can be taken all at once, and you don't have to worry about it for the next day. So that's a wonderful approach there. Did you have any pain associated with the liver lesions, or where it was able to relieve the pain, or was that ever a problem with you?
I didn't know how much pain I was in until I wasn't in pain anymore.
Oh, really? Yeah, I'll bet.
I really didn't know. I just thought, like I said, I exercised a lot, and I thought I just pulled muscles or really did something crazy to my back, and it didn't have anything to do with that. It was just my liver was so swollen, it was pressing up against my ribs and pressing up against my kidneys.
Okay.
And so that was where the pain was from.
And
the select
cleared it up. Huh?
The select really made the pain go away, where I thought, oh, this is great. I can just get on my day.
How long did it take for the pain to go away, about, when you first started using it?
Completely, like 100%. Gee, is this what it's like to live without pain?
Yeah, really.
That kind of thing. I'd say a month.
About a month, okay.
Yeah, I'd say a month.
So it's not instantaneous then?
Well, I mean, it's like, talk about people that have migraine headaches and they take their migraine medicine.
Right.
It just takes the edge off of it, but it doesn't really solve the problem of a migraine headache.
Sure.
And as you take your migraine medicine throughout the day, by the time you get to the end of the day, you can say, oh, I don't have my migraine anymore.
Yeah. Well,
it's a little more intense than a migraine.
Yeah, I'll bet. Well, I've seen the MRI that was done on you in October of 06, and another one, I think, in January of 07, if I remember
That's correct.
That was showing you to be clear, essentially clear of the original lesions, I think.
That's right. And it was a slight shadow.
So by at least, say, February or so, in 5 months, you were completely cancer-free as far as you were concerned. Is that right?
As far as I was concerned, when I went back for the next MRI to see where I was, the radiologist kept looking at me like, you know, because I went to the same place and happened to be the same technician.
Yeah.
And, you know, the look on his face was, he repeated a lot of the tests.
Yeah.
You know, just because he couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the covering, or the doctor who has to write up the results and everything, said, well, you know, maybe you got misdiagnosed.
They usually say, well, it was probably a misdiagnosis or spontaneous remission. I've heard this often. from people. Tell me a little bit about your family's reaction to your decision not to go with the conventional treatment, Wendy. Did they go along with this originally, or were they fighting you all the way?
My husband supported me
mm-hmm.
in my decision not to do chemo. My sons, I have four sons and a daughter. The
right.
oldest one, they all had interesting opinions, but I didn't really let them know to give them a choice to give me their opinions because I knew what I wanted to do.
Yeah, sure.
But after it was all said and done, my oldest son, Chad, said, absolutely, I wouldn't do chemo. My second son, Justin, said, are you crazy? Why aren't you doing chemo? That's ridiculous. What are
yeah.
you thinking? And my third son, who's going to be a doctor in May, is supportive of Fred's work and not non-supportive chemo, but, you know, he calls me every once in a while and said, you doing all right? And I'm going, sure am. So...
Well, they may be believers here in another year or two,
yeah.
maybe.
Yeah, well, that's it. My girlfriends, generally, they did not agree with what I chose to do.
Right.
And out of good faith, when they see me on a day where it wasn't up to speed, they would immediately, sure, you don't want to go to Sloan Kettering?
Right. We told
you
so.
You don't want to get another opinion? You sure you don't want that biopsy?
Oh, boy.
And so, therefore, I somewhat had to separate myself from that so I could stay focused and stay on the regimen and know whatever Fred told me to do, I did.
Yeah.
So he told me to eat as healthy as I could.
Right.
Eat everything organic. Please eat meat.
Right, okay.
Please eat the best quality of meat that you can find.
Okay.
He goes, eat like a king and a queen.
Uh-huh. But you followed everything he recommended then, and you weren't doing any other regimen or other supplements or
no.
certainly not anything in the way
no.
of medication during this time, right?
No, not at all.
Well,
and
that's
previous
great.
To that, I wasn't on any medication or
yeah.
any ailments at all.
Well, that's great. Wendy, I think this is a wonderful story, and I know people are going to appreciate your coming on today to share it with us. I want people to remember to go look at the website where you can order this product. It's called Select, CELLECT.org. If you want a background of what this product is and how it was developed, take a look at NCRF.org, and you'll find Wendy's story there under the testimonials. I think it talks about liver cancer people that recovered. And Wendy, thank you so much. We appreciate your sharing this with us today, and I know people are going to get a lot of benefit from it.
I hope so. Thank you so much.
Yeah, sure. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye, Bill.
Well, thank you, Wendy. And before we hear the next interview that I've done with Kim about Select and her experience with it, I need to say a few words about my wonderful sponsors again. You all know about beta-glucan. It's the first thing I take in the morning. And the reason I do is it keeps my immune system strong. And I strongly recommend it to each of you because this has been tested against at least 36 other immune-boosting products, several of which I've recommended to people over the years. This one is superior. It's better, and it's proven so, at universities like Harvard and the University of Louisville in Kentucky. They have proven for sure in an independent lab that this is better. And the reason it is, of course, is it activates a receptor on the neutrophil cells of your immune system, which then recognize cancer cells, which they do not normally do. It's unique in that regard. You can get this product at www.aboutbetaglucan.com. Put a /, and the word B special, B-S-P-E-C-I-A-L. That'll get you to a special page with a discount for the listeners to this show. If you prefer to call, you can call Phyllis or Michael at 1-800-746-7640 in Atlanta. If you're outside the United States, call area 678-560-1808. The next thing I take in the morning, of course, is Barley Power Pills, and I take 8 or 9 of these every morning because I know they give me almost everything I need in the way of minerals, amino acids, and so on, but they also increase the alkalinity of my system in general, which makes it very hostile to cancer cells and this is a great way to do prevention as well as treatment of cancer. All the enzymes in these little pills are retained there because of the way they're processed. Cold processing keeps all of the 3,000 or so enzymes in barley leaves, the young leaves from the barley plant. And these contribute to your body's enzymes which they are normally deficient in. And it's very difficult to tell which enzymes we're short of. So getting a blast of all of them like this and having your body able to discard the ones it doesn't need is the best possible way to deal with the enzyme problem. If you want this product, call 1-800-358-0777. They're in Pennsylvania on Eastern Time again. Outside the United States, call 724-946-9057. You can also order it at their website, which is greensupreme.net. Don't forget to tell them I sent you, by the way. And finally, if you want to get the cheapest supplements anywhere and the best quality supplements, I would certainly start looking at Our Health Co-op as the primary source for my supplements. The things I recommend in my book are two supplements that they put out. One's called Heart Plus, the other is Green Tea Extract, and combined together, those two stop the spread of cancer very effectively, and they're very good at that. They stop the metastasis of the cancer, which is vital, really, because the metastasis is what kills cancer patients eventually when it spreads around the body to all kinds of different organs and overwhelms the body, basically. So we want to stop that process. And these two products, each of them costs around $10 for a full month's supply. For example, the Heart Plus has 180 capsules in it for around $10. I don't know where you can get anything of high quality for that kind of price, and this is typical of the other multitude of supplements that are sold by this company. You can find out all about the company and about their supplements and what they sell for at the website www.makinghealthaffordable.com. If you prefer to call their order desk, it's 1-800-667-0781. Outside the United States, it's area 561-863-5300. Stay tuned now, folks. You're going to hear an interesting interview with a lady named Kim, who I've interviewed about her recovery from cancer. Hold on just a sec. Well, folks, we have another great guest for you to listen to here who has had some experience with Fred Eichhorn's Select product, and I want her to tell you her story. Kim Sonsini, and she lives in New York, near New York City on Long Island. Kim is a marketing director for an eyewear company, and she has a 7-year-old child at home and lives with her husband. But she had her first experience not quite a year ago with cancer, and I want her to tell you about the particulars about that. But what we want to talk about in particular is her experience with Fred Eichhorn Select, which has been very positive for Kim, as it has for lots of other people with severe cancers. And Kim's wasn't all that severe, but she's certainly recovered completely, and she's very, very grateful to have done so. Thank you, Kim, for coming and sharing your experience with us.
Oh, you're welcome. I just want to say that, first off, my name is Kim. I had a bout with breast cancer, and it was almost a year ago. It was back in March. I had some issues with my breast, and I went to the doctor, and I went through some series of mammograms and sonograms. And
yeah, and those didn't show up anything at all, is that right? I mean, you felt a lump, but the sonogram, mammogram didn't show anything. That's kind of odd, isn't it?
It was odd. It was very strange. And they kept telling me that, oh, we're not really sure what it is. We don't think it's anything. But during the mammogram, they did find some calcifications, which they thought that those should be removed. Not immediately. Take your time, whatever.
Yeah. They're
not anything serious, and so I, of course, was pretty nervous about that anyway, and I said, well, I'd like to get rid of them right away. So we scheduled surgery. We went through the surgery procedure. They removed the calcifications, and they removed whatever I was feeling for that whole time. And after my surgery, the surgeon said to me, oh, there's nothing in the lymph nodes, and I think that was just fatty tissue, that thing that you felt, and everything's great and whatever. And a week later, they called with the pathology test and spoke to my husband, didn't even call me.
Oh, boy.
And told him that, indeed, there was a 1.2 2-centimeter tumor in the breast, and that it was in 4 of the lymph nodes.
Yeah, and what did they recommend you do about that?
Well, they said we have to get you started almost immediately now on chemo and radiation. And,
okay, so they were going to give you the big three. You'd already had the surgery. They were going to do chemo and radiation. What did you think about that?
Well, I was not happy about that situation at all. I was actually, you know, very nervous and very scared about where I was at, and, you know, they really did try to scare me into, you know, thinking that if I didn't do this right away, that...
Yeah, I call it the bum's rush, and it's very typical of oncologists in general, I guess. What did you and your husband think about what you should do then?
Well, then after we had thought about it that evening, my husband had, he had a client who had been to Fred, and he had brain cancer, and he was very ill, and he started on the treatment, and he was pretty much cured in 3 months.
My goodness, so 3 months or so, the brain tumor just disappeared, is that right?
Exactly.
Oh, great. Well, that sounds like a pretty dramatic example of what Fred does for people. It's unbelievable. This product is incredible.
You
decided not to do the chemo and radiation, is that right?
Absolutely right. We decided that the chemo and radiation was something that we really didn't want to do, and we had known about Fred, so we immediately called him, and the next day we went to see him, and he sat with us for several hours, and we talked about what our next steps should be, and of course he explained everything to us, and we decided that that's what we wanted to do.
Well, sum up the guidance you got from Fred in that first few hours that you talked to him. What was he talking about in terms of your cancer?
Well, he really explained to me that the way the body works and how there are imbalances, and when the body is out of balance, inflammation forms, and that's how cancer can start to grow. That was the one thing that we really realized, that during that whole time, that there was something that happened to me, which would happen very quickly, because I've had mammograms before and they were always clear. I never had any problems. So
yeah.
I realized that there was definitely some imbalances in my system.
Yeah, I certainly agree with Fred, as you probably know if you've listened to my interview with him the other day. We are on the same page, he and I, and have been for many years. I've known him for about 7 years, at least by email and telephone, not in person as you have, but you live pretty close to him, I gather.
Yeah. Yeah, we lived about 20 minutes away, thank God.
Yeah, that's great. Well, tell us, if you would, then, what you decided to do and exactly what the dose was and so on.
Okay, well, we started, what he told me to do was, he said, I always start all my cancer patients on 4 doses a day. So it's 4 doses of the powder, plus with each dose you take cod liver oil pills.
Right. And that's supposed to help with the constipation or the possibility, I guess, of constipation, right?
Yeah.
So it's 4 scoops of the powder. What did you put it in? How did you mix it up so it would taste good?
I do a special thing for myself. I mean, it's one of those things that are, I mean, the powders are, some of them are flavored. I go for the unflavored, and I add fruit to mine. I put in strawberries and blueberries, and I add almond milk to it.
Oh,
so I
great.
Put it into like a shake.
Yeah, well, good. It sounds like what I do in the morning with cottage cheese and flaxseed oil, pretty similar.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I love that stuff.
Yeah.
And it's extremely healthy, obviously.
Yeah.
But what else did you change in addition to, you know, doing the Select every day? What else did you take? Anything else in the way of medication?
No. I did not take any type of medication whatsoever.
Okay.
But you
did make some changes in your diet, apparently. What kind of changes?
I did. I changed my diet pretty dramatically. I eat a lot of raw foods. I don't cook a lot of my foods. So I actually eat mostly greens and vegetables and fruit and grains and nuts and seeds.
Oh, okay, great.
That's my diet.
Yeah, how does your husband feel about this?
Well, he doesn't participate in that part of it.
I see. Okay.
Neither does my child, but
yeah,
I
understand.
The only one that's doing that.
Yeah.
But.
Well, how does this compare with what you were eating before the diagnosis, Kim?
Well, I can't say that I've always been pretty healthy, and I've always have been searching out things to try and do. But I did eat chicken, and I ate cooked foods. I mean,
right.
Pizza,
sure.
And stuff like that. I mean, I had lots of fun with food.
Yeah, we all do. And
yeah, right.
About any sweet things and.
Yes, I'm a chocoholic.
Yeah, chocolate, okay, and ice cream probably, and.
My fair share of ice cream.
Standard American diet, as it were.
Yeah, right, exactly. I didn't eat any beef, and I always ate a lot of vegetables.
Yeah, okay.
I always ate a lot of vegetables, but you know, I cooked most of my vegetables. Now I don't cook them. I eat them raw, or I steam them very lightly.
Yeah. Do you do a lot of steaming for vegetables?
Well, most of it's raw, but sometimes, like, you know, I'll steam broccoli because some of the vegetables that are hard.
Yeah, asparagus and stuff like that. Huh?
You're trying to make it a little softer.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I do a lot of that, and I also do some juicing. I juice a lot of different things. I make carrot juice for like the first 6 months.
Oh, okay.
And I drank a lot of that, and I still do. I still juice every day. I mean, it's become a habit now, and it's something that I would miss if I didn't have it. So it's usually juice in the morning, and then my Select shake right after that.
That's great. Yeah, it's a matter of changing your habits, isn't it? Really, that's the biggest part of this whole thing.
Yeah.
And it's so really pretty simple to reverse cancer once you make up your mind to do that, and you know, change your habits and so on, and take some healthy stuff to get your body back in balance. And certainly the Select, it's a mineral mix, a mix of minerals that is designed to get all the minerals in your body back in balance, which is one of the major causes of cancer, obviously, is this kind of imbalance. And in almost every case, it will restore your body to its normal balance, and that's what makes it so successful, I guess. Well, folks, I'm talking to Kim Sonsini today from Long Island, and Kim has said that she does not mind if you want to send her an email if you have a question for her that you think she might be able to answer. Her email address is K-S-O-N-S-I-N-I. That's K for Kim, and her last name, Sonsini, S-O-N-S-I-N-I, at optonline.net. That's O-P-T online, O-N-L-I-N-E.net. Well, what do you plan to do now, Kim, for the, you know, it's been not quite a year here, and are you clear now? Have you had any indication that the cancer is gone?
Well, I've gone for blood tests every 3 months, and they do tumor markers, and they test all of my levels for everything.
Yeah, okay.
And all of my tumor markers are very low.
Yeah, good, all right. And your blood tests are coming back good? Everything?
My blood tests are coming back normal.
Look normal. That's outstanding.
Everything is really good, and so that's kind of my indication right now.
Yeah, sure.
Everything is fine.
Yeah, outstanding. And you feel good? You feel like you're healthy and full of energy?
Oh, yeah.
That's terrific.
Absolutely. I feel terrific, and a lot of it has to do with the Select. Because it gives you an amazing amount of energy, and you know your body feels balanced. Like, you don't have those aches and pains that you have when you wake up.
Right.
You're like, oh.
That's terrific.
Yeah.
Well, what do you plan to do now for the future to prevent recurrence? So you're going to stay at this same dose level for a while?
I am. I'm going to stay at this dose level for probably another year.
Okay, yeah.
Because I know that recurrences happen between 2 years. I think it's like a year and 2 years, and I plan on doing this for at least another year. And then I guess once the third year comes along, I'll decide where I want to go from there.
Yeah, there probably is a maintenance level of, you know, one or two of the scoops a day instead of four or five like you're doing now. But I think you're wise to continue this because it's such a healthy and filling and nutritious way to eat, actually. There's nothing synthetic about it. It's all natural minerals, basically, as I understand the Select. Now, folks, what we're doing here with these interviews today with Kim and Wendy is trying to give you a message that you need, which is the product that Fred Eichhorn has come up with called Select, C-E-L-L-E-C-T, is effective at reversing all different kinds of cancer, including very advanced stages of cancer. And I've heard some dramatic incredible stories about what Fred Select has done for people. So how do you get this product? Well, you go to one of two websites. Actually, you might want to look at both of them. One is ncrf.org, which is the website with a lot of background information about how this product was developed, about Fred's background, about his sister, and he's dedicated the website to her. The NCRF stands for National Cancer Research Foundation, a foundation that Fred and Laura Eichhorn have set up to try and help support the work that they do to help so many people. And believe it or not, Fred has never charged for any of his time. Kim mentioned that he spent several hours talking to her and her husband about cancer and how to deal with it. He doesn't charge anything for that. The only thing he ever charges for is the product itself, the Select, and it is sold at a price that you'll find very, very reasonable considering what it does, believe me, because it's a healing device like you've never seen before. The other website, the one where you need to put in an order for this, is CELLECT, that's the name of the product, Select, CELLECT.org. And Kim, remember, she said that you can contact her by email if you like. If you have a question for her, she'll be happy to correspond with you. Her email address, again, is K, as in Kim, K-S-O-N-S-I-N-I, ksonsini at optonline.net. Thank you so much, Kim, for sharing your experience with us today, and I know that this will help lots and lots of people.
Well, I'm here to help anybody that has any questions about the product.
Boy, that's great. And believe me, if you want something to make your heart feel good, you know, help other people recover from cancer, I do it every day. And boy, I've never had anything better in my whole life to do than this.
Yeah.
I hope to do it for many, many more years. So join me and help your friends to get on this wonderful healing train that we have here, because cancer takes all the fear away from it, really, if people understand what you've been through. So share it with them, and I know you will.
Thank you for having me on.
Well, thank you very much, Kim, and bless you and your family. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Thanks for listening to How to Live Cancer-Free with Bill Henderson.